And welcome back to the Aggressively Annoying Positive Podcast. How are you guys doing today? I hope your day is going amazing and you're having an awesome week. And we have some exciting news over here in the studio today. We have an official podcast Instagram, guys. Yay, that is so exciting. So the Instagram is called Positive Podcasts, just one word. That's Positive Podcasts. And I'm really excited about it. It's going to have some behind the scenes. I'm hoping to make some like little memes for the episodes if something really fun, funky, and fresh happens. But there will also be updates on uploads, possible shows being postponed, and all sorts of fun, exciting things like that. So make sure you go follow it at Positive Podcasts on Instagram, and that way you're all up to date on what's going on. So without any further ado, let's dive into today's topic because it is interesting. And I guess you thought it was interesting too because you clicked on it, you know? So let's get this started. So this episode is all about saying I love you. And I'm not really sure how to start this because I feel like this topic is kind of controversial, but it shouldn't be, you know? And when I say it's controversial, it's more of how, like, what I have to say could be seen as, like, no, I understand why people are afraid of it, but, you know, it shouldn't be. So let's just start with how this podcast idea came about. So about 4 years ago, I was in a club meeting, and the leader of this club was asking me a question about, like, ROTC, which is, like, another club I was a part of, or marching band, or just some club that I was a part of, because I was definitely late to the meeting because I overbooked my schedule. But, you know, I'm not really sure what club it was. The details are kind of foggy because it was, you know, 4 years ago. But her message is clear, and what happened is still the same. So she's asking these questions, and at one point I was like, oh my god, yeah, I love those guys, which is true. Like, let's say it was ROTC. I loved my ROTC friends. And the leader was like, you shouldn't say that. And I was like, what? Like, what do you mean? Why shouldn't I say that? And she was like, you shouldn't just say I love you to anyone. It loses its meaning. And I was like, okay. But in my mind, I'm like, dog, what? I'm sorry. Like, what do you mean? But I sat through that meeting and I was just like, maybe she has a point. But does she really? Because, yeah, like, sure, maybe she does, but I'm not really sure I love you can lose its meaning. Like, there are levels to saying I love you, you know? Like, I love my family. Do I love my ROTC friends as much as I love my family? I'm sorry, but no. I feel like there's a spectrum of I love you, and it's specific to the person saying it as long as who you say it to. I feel like it's all subjective. So I think about what the club leader said quite often, and I wonder if because I say it so often, I love you has lost its meaning to me, but I don't think it has, because I do genuinely love the person that I'm saying it to. Like, I'm not going to say it to someone I don't mean it to. Like, if I just met you, I'm not going to say, okay, bye, I love you, when I leave the room. Like, that's weird. I'm not doing that. That's strange. But if you're, like, one of my friends, I say I love you all the time, and I do not see the issue with that. Now, I can talk in circles all day about who and why and when I say I love you, but I'm not going to. I'm going to let one of the wisest, amazing, and most handsome people I know explain it to you. Guys, in the studio today, we have Andrew Garfield. Nah, I'm just kidding. Andrew's not here. He couldn't make it to the show today. He's busy. But hey, it's okay. I understand. But I do have a quote from an interview with him. Not with him. From him. I wanna share this quote because it's very beautiful, and it's effectively combated what the club leader has said to me years ago. And it's just really perfect. So if you're like multitasking or half listening to what I'm saying, just take a second and listen to Spider-Man, because his quote perfectly says what I'm trying to explain to you guys. So this quote is actually about grief and the loss of his mother. So in this interview, he says, he's like, the interview person, the interviewer, asks him how like he deals with art and his emotions. And Andrew says, "If I cry, it's only a beautiful thing. This is all the unexpressed love, right? The grief that will remain with us, you know, until we pass, because we never get enough time with each other, right? No matter if someone lives till 60, 15, or, you know, 99. So I hope this grief stays with me because it's all the unexpressed love that I didn't get to tell her and I told her every day." So that's the quote. Let's English class this for a minute, real quick. So let me share some of my annotations and what I took away from it. So grief and crying are terrible things, but the cause behind them is not. You cry and grieve about things that you care about. You don't cry about things that don't matter to you. You cry about the things that matter the most to you. Andrew says that he told his mom every single day how much he loved her, but there was still so much unexpressed love. No matter how many times you say it, if you truly mean it, you can never say I love you enough, and it never loses its meaning. You know that clip art picture of the iceberg with underwater with just like a little bit sticking up and a huge chunk of ice underneath? That's what I love you is. I love you is just what is above the water, but under the surface is all the emotions and memories that lead you to truly love someone. So, no, I don't think saying I love you loses its meaning, and I think you should say it often to the people that you love. Like I said before, I text my friends I love you all the time. If a song comes on, or I thought of a memory, I'll text my friend. Even sometimes I'll just like wish them a great day and I'll just like text them in the morning and be like, "Hey, like I miss you. I hope you're having a great day. Like call me later if you get the chance. If not, just know that I'm thinking about you and I miss you." So, yeah, like I don't see the point in not saying it because you don't know how much time you have with someone and how much time you have left to say it. So why keep it in? Just say it. So let's dive deeper into this because there are obviously multiple levels. Why don't people say it? I thought of two reasons why. One, they don't truly love the person. And hey, that's fine. You know what? I'm not gonna make you say it to someone you don't love. That's weird. That loses all purpose to it. But reason number two, and this is the one that I think is most important, is the pressure that has been put on the phrase, I love you. Say, like, especially through like movies and media, it's always that like first time where it's like, oh my God, they said I love you. And it's like, ah, you know, but also like leading up to that, like I'm a cinema major, right? So leading up to it in that moment, everyone's just like super tense and it's like, oh no, what if he says it? What if he doesn't say it? What if I say it and they don't say it back? It's like this whole overthinking and anxiety thing. When that's not what love is, love shouldn't cause overthinking and anxiety. It should be simple and it shouldn't make you stressed out about whether they're going to say it back or not. Like saying I love you is a big deal to someone when you mean it because if you're being honest and you're being vulnerable and you don't know if they love you too. But if they don't say it, it's okay. You can at least say that you like took the leap and you were like you tried, you know, because it's if you don't say it, then you just don't ever know what happens. Like, I have said I love you to people who haven't said it back, and you know what? That's okay. I'm not mad at them. I don't like hate them with a passion deep down. There's anger inside of me. No, it's okay. And you know, sometimes love is one-sided, and that sucks. But you know what? It happens all the time to everyone. And there is no advice or, you know, cute little tidbit I can give you guys on how to deal with the feeling of loving someone and not having their love in return. Because if I could, I'd give it to myself because it's not a nice feeling. But all I can say is it's okay. Like, if you can at least say that you tried. Saying I love you is scary, guys. And it shouldn't be, but it's so like deeply written into our culture that it is a big deal, which it is, but it shouldn't be as scary as it is to say it to other people when you really mean it. But Saying I love you is scary, you know, especially when you mean it. And that's why it should be said often, because saying I love you is important. And it, like I said, it shouldn't be scary. It's something you don't want to plan out. Or, you know, in the movies, they're like, oh, I have to wait for this perfect moment to say it. You know, I want the stars to align and I need, you know, a huge orchestra playing. But if you wait for the perfect moment to say it, you're never gonna say it. Because you're putting so much pressure on yourself and on the phrase and on the situation to create the perfect moment. But love isn't perfect. Everyone knows that. Everyone says that. So why do we all wait for the perfect moment to say, I love you? You know, I mean, there are all sorts of cliches about love being not perfect and coming at when you least, like, when, like, love coming to you when you least expect it. And yet, suddenly, when you do love someone, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, you said I love you when this happened, when this, then, at that moment, you did it then? Why would you do that? It's crazy. People are like, oh my God, I can't believe he said I love you when we were just like walking. And I'm like, that's the sweetest time to say it because they just love you in the moment. They don't love everything surrounding the moment. They don't love the orchestra. They don't like when the stars align. They just love you. It doesn't matter what's happening around them as long as they have you. That's all that matters. But instead, everyone just waits for the perfect situation, the perfect moment, and that situation never comes. Take it as someone who was like, I'm gonna wait for the perfect moment to say it, and then it's gonna be perfect. Guess what I did? I never said it. Nope, never did, never said it. And then I'm just like, well, that's not fun. But you know what? When you don't wait for the perfect moment and you just say it when you mean it, it makes the moment perfect. So don't put so much pressure on saying it. It's okay. And like I said, they don't say it back. At least you know that you said it and you can just be like, they know exactly where I stand. That's the most confusing thing about love is not knowing where you stand with the person. But as long as like you put it out there, you said it, they know what's up. And they'll probably love you in return because I'm sure you're all amazing people because you listen to the most perfect podcast ever. No, I'm just kidding. But genuinely, like usually it's not one-sided and if it is, it's okay. Well, that's my hot take on saying I love you. I hope you enjoyed it. So, let's wrap up today's episode, folks. Today's national holiday is National Chocolate Fondue Day. Like little like the fountain with the chocolate strawberries. Oh my gosh, those are so good. Those are perfect, okay? Someone said I love you with a box of chocolate-covered strawberries. That's a perfect moment. That's allowed. So, yeah. Delicious. Today's fun fact, actually, this is really interesting. Because so it's about cards and I love playing cards. So today's fun fact is that in a deck of cards, the King of Hearts is the only one without a mustache. Who knew, right? Isn't that kind of cool? I'm like, I play cards like at least once or twice a week, and I'm just noticing that now. I had to Google it to double check because I was like, am I really that oblivious? Apparently I am. But yeah, I hope you all had a great day. Go play some cards with the people you love. Full circle. That was pretty smooth, right? I thought that was good. Anyways, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.